The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, we have an amazing show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll have Ori Hofmeckler, author of The Warrior Diet, on talking about controlled fatigue training. Many of you have emailed me and asked to have Ori on the show specifically to discuss this, and we're going to do that in the first hour. Second hour, we're going to have Dr. Magda Havas on, and we're going to be talking about, you've heard me say that we live in a soup of radio frequencies, and I have been convinced for many years, and I have a unique perspective because I was in that industry for a very long time, that these radio frequencies do have biological effects on our body. Well, Dr. Havas has dedicated a career as a scientist researching this, and I promise you that you're either going to be completely convinced or you're going to be completely resistant of what we talk about today in the second hour. I just hope you're open-minded because this is all scientifically substantiated. Before we get started, I want to welcome a new sponsor to the show, Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream is a non-pharmaceutical pain and inflammation reliever that works on contact. This stuff is amazing. I've been using it now for about 3 weeks on my shoulders, which you know I've had problems with. Stuff is just, I can't tell you enough about it. Elisa has also been using it on her elbows. You can get free sample. Go to superhumanradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the homepage and you'll see where you can get a free sample of Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Take advantage of this because the samples will not last indefinitely. Okay. Ori Hofmeckler has been on this show several times now and he is a fan favorite. Every time he comes on the show, we not only get millions of people to tune in, but also more questions are asked to have him back on the show to speak about this and speak about that. How you doing, Ori?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Carl?
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we touched on controlled fatigue training in a previous interview because someone on Facebook asked me to ask you when the DVD would be released. And at that time, you said while you had a DVD put together, it wasn't up to your standards. You didn't like the way it came out, so you didn't release it. Is that true?
That is very true. We work actually very hard to put the DVD, but during the editing, I had my regrets. That's part of my weaknesses or my strength. I like to do things very well, and I believe that humans are not perfect, but the product could be close to perfection. And I did not like some of the stuff. Maybe it was the wrong choice of people that were supposed to participate. And we're already working on shooting a new DVD, actually with more advanced exercise. So this is going to come, I believe, this year. And that's the story. I mean, I just felt that it would be wrong to release the CFT at that shape.
Okay. Now, you, before this interview, you said something to me. You said, you know, this is such an important topic that it's difficult to cover it in a single interview. And like the Warrior Diet, your approach to nutrition and exercise is that there is an endpoint of performance, but it's not a sports performance. Yours is a survival performance. Yours is the ultimate performance in life, and that is true survival. Is controlled fatigue training in that same endpoint? Are you looking at training not just because you want to have a certain size chest and shoulders that are round, but because you want to be able to survive some sort of catastrophic event?
I couldn't say it better, Carl. Yes, I'm a big believer in survival. It's not a matter of believer. I think that people who do not believe in survival, they cannot define anything substantial in their life. So if you don't believe in your survivability, you may actually not even listen to me. But if you believe that your life and your survival are the most important thing, your survival, survival of your family and survival of human in general, then let's talk about it. The biggest problem is, and that's my argument, that current fitness is based on no solid principle. You can say, okay, we want to build big muscles, we want to get stronger, or maybe we want to get faster, but upon what principles are you training? If you go to any gym, you usually see people doing the same thing again and again. You can see this vertical move left, right, slightly changes here and there. Resistance training, which has a great record by itself. Some people are doing mixed martial art, which is probably a much more advanced training. But overall, it's training today is based on certain kind of a sport definition. Let's do a step backward. When you look at all other species, there's a huge science now. Starting with evolution biology and going on up to date, that scientists managed to define what kind of exercise fit a specific species. For instance, they already know how to train dogs or wolves. They know how to train horses. They know how even to train cats.
Right.
But they don't know how to train humans. This is a big argument.
But isn't that because you said something profound without realizing it, perhaps, and maybe you do realize it, but the lowest common denominator of genetic encoding is the pursuit of survival.
Yes.
Down to the single cell, microbial creatures, they are encoded with survival. Darwin proved this. Evolutionary selection pressures are designed to provoke the desire for survival. We are designed to survive until we have offspring, and then we're designed to die. So what you're saying is, while other people, their goal may be to run the 100 meter at a certain speed, your goal is more pristine because this is the genetically encoded reason for us to become stronger.
I totally agree with you. I was just about to come into that call. What evolution biology, which I believe is the most important science right now because it's dealing with the core of our existence, they clearly show that each species, especially predator species like us, have a very unique, distinct survival program. It's inherently programmed in our genes, and we cannot actually ignore it. Because if we ignore it, if we don't practice our survival, we actually target genes, we activate thrifty genes that make us die, live, basically genes that make us sick, sluggish, gain weight, very adverse gene. If, however, we do exercise our survival program, it's just amazing what happens. You activate genes that make you more energetic, that make you much more durable, that make you live longer, make your body composition leaner, stronger. It actually activates growth factors that rejuvenate your brain tissue. You'll never die with an old brain. Your brain will always be young,
right.
In my opinion.
Right.
I wrote a couple of articles about it. Now there's a new science that shows that you can even rejuvenate your connective tissue, the joints, the bones. But unfortunately, the industry, the fitness industry, is not aware of that or don't want to be aware of that, that there is one master principle beyond the sport, beyond bodybuilding, beyond athletic performance, beyond soccer or beyond basketball. It's human survival, and we need to define it. So let's go step by step into that because it may sound crazy what I'm going to say, but nevertheless, based on science, based on great people.
Okay, let's do this. We have to take a commercial break. Let's take it now. And when we come back, we will start with the step-by-step approach that eventually obviously led to the controlled fatigue training principles, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Ori Hofmeckler. We're talking about controlled fatigue training. This could probably be called primal training because this is what our genetics are designed to create strength for. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Galvanize.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. AndroLean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. AndroMass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. AndroHard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
You create misery. Have your
place. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Take your place and hear story.
My guest this hour is Ori Hofmeckler. Ori, when we went into the break, you were about to start to detail and list the reasons.
Yeah, I try to be brief.
Go ahead.
According to Kai Anderson, biology Kai Anderson, as well as other biologists, it actually has been agreed that the skeletal muscular system of all mammal predator has been evolved all over the evolution to support the hunting behavior. Humans have been classified, we are very unique species, we are classified as pack hunters, like wolf, and we are also, based on the morphology of the joint morphology of the shoulder and the elbow, we are one of the only species that also classify as a ambush predator. So we have two classification, pack hunter and ambush predator. Pack hunters, we pack together like wolves when we hunt, or we pack together in groups, especially males, when they play sport teams. We pack together in groups in the army. It's like part of an inherent human experience.
Right.
It's inherent to us. The second thing is the ambush predator. There's not enough space to explain, but the ambush predator are more lonesome warriors. they actually like, have a tendency to use their hands more for grappling, striking. They are ambush predators. They manipulate with their hands, not with the legs. Both. But we have both, so we need to exercise both. But the point is, when you look deeper on this definition that we actually evolve to, our skeletal muscle evolved to exercise in a way that support our hunting behavior, then we need to exercise in a way that mimic the activities of pack hunters and ambush predator combined. A typical sport, for example, for pack hunters, soccer, for instance, but it's massive speed, sprints, interval, moves, left to side, a lot of velocity and kicks. This is the pack hunter. The ambush predator, using much more the hands, fast strikes, strong strikes, speed, torque effect, manipulating with the hands, such as grappling. Weightlifting is part of the ambush predator activity. Actually, it involves strength. But when you look again at the whole picture of our own survival, we need the ability to be strong, fast, and durable at the same time. We cannot overlook any of these aspects. Furthermore, evolution biologists like Alan Walker, he's a very interesting scientist. They have been investigating some kind of a mysterious phenomena, because about 50,000 years ago and 10,000 years ago, the cavemen, based on fossil record, you can see that they were stronger than we are today. Not just the Homo sapiens, definitely the Neanderthal, they were stronger pound for pound
right.
than we are today, a few times stronger. Without any protein shakes, without any supplement, they were much stronger. And scientists are trying to understand what is the difference. Did they carry different kind of muscle fibers? Well, the evidence comes that what is special about our ancestor could most likely, the answer for that, appear in the great apes.
Right.
Like gorillas, orangutans, or chimpanzees. And what and this species, a female chimpanzee, just to give you an example, is five times stronger than a champion powerlifter, pound for pound.
Right.
Now, we are not less muscular than gorillas, let me tell you. We probably are even more. We have more testosterone than gorilla, pound for pound. Yet, we are much weaker. Gorilla is about 10 times. Well, what's interesting, they have fewer neuromotors. Neuromotors is the junction between the nerve and the muscle fiber. They have fewer than us, but much larger. So for every single task, whether it's holding a chair or writing, if gorilla can write something, they are spending much more energy and much more force. But we need also the smaller neuromotor to be more delicate.
Right? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's because humans focus on small motor skills.
Yes. We are focusing on small motors, but we are losing the balance with this.
And what is the junction called at the synapse again that they have?
There is a junction between the nerve and the muscle fiber. This junction connects the nerve to the muscle fiber, but basically the system is not based on manual, it's based on something which is called a unit which is called neuromotor. That means one nerve connect to one or multiply muscle fiber and give them the action to move. So the larger the neuromotor is, that means it looks like a cable. There are small neuromotor, the nerves look very small, thin, and the large look like a cable. It's actually calling with a milling sheet. And the larger the more neuromotor, the more strength and speed it can generate.
Interesting.
However, what happened, humans probably carry more larger neuromotors than we are now, because gradually we are losing this capacity. I didn't even come to the beginning of the subject. We are losing this capacity to activate the neuromotors. And what happened now, because our modern lifespan does not require so much strength, we actually need to play piano, do some kind of computer. We need to type.
Right, write our names.
And
you know.
since actually the industry support this small, teeny thing, more and more feminine, you see the size of the cell phone get smaller and smaller. A real male with a big hand cannot even punch this cell phone anymore. So basically we are using less and less strength. Everything is coming petite and cute.
Right.
And what happened, scientists now convinced that we are gradually losing our strength and we are losing the large neural motors and we are losing our fast, certain kind of fast muscle fiber. But here's the main point. Bodybuilding is built on developing mostly the fast muscle fiber, especially the type 2B, the white fiber, which is the strongest and the fastest and the largest to grow. But biologically, this is not a superior fiber. What the evidence show that we have the capacity to develop a super muscle fiber, a muscle fiber that is fast and durable at the same time. From survival point of view, Carl, this fiber give you unmatched advantages, yet our lifestyle and our training are not targeting this super muscle fiber, and as a result, most people will fail to even develop it. What's interesting is that evolution biology do believe that our ancestor probably carry biologically superior muscle fiber that allow them special durability. Now, what is special durability? Special durability is not running marathon, Carl. It's not even doing gardening around the clock for 5 hours. No. It's the capacity to endure very super intense activity for relatively longer interval of a few minutes or maybe 10 to 15 minutes, 3 to 15 minutes at a time. Let me tell you, there is a huge difference between this durability, such as, for example, short intervals non-stop of heavyweight lifting and running a marathon or running at 10 miles. Totally different approach. Target different kind of muscle fiber, target different kind of durability. The special durability target, what I call the super muscle fiber, it's a type 2A. It's a fast muscle fiber that is, what's unique about it, it can utilize both carbohydrate and fat fuel. That's a huge advantage.
Right.
It's a hybrid.
It's supposed to be a hybrid when you activate it.
Right.
When you activate it, it can become what happened. Evolutionary, it's the most advanced muscle fiber. If you look at the type 2B, when you're really training properly, let's say, I'm going to put you outdoor now to fight the elements for 6 weeks. If they check your muscle fiber, you can see a conversion of the type 2B to the type 2A. It's an amazing phenomenon, but you will never see the other way. You'll never see the type 2A convert to any other muscle fiber. And the body has the knowledge to appreciate this muscle fiber hierarchy by not destroying this muscle fiber. If you develop it, it will sustain itself much better. But there's other advantages. Let's talk about survival. Let's talk about durability.
And that really is the ultimate durability, isn't it?
It is absolutely the ultimate because it's not just about the ability to survive physical adversity. It's the ability to also spend more energy, eat larger variety of food and stay lean, never get diabetes, never get cardiovascular disease, and live longer. Here is how it works. About 15 years ago, they already found evidence that people who are predominantly high in type 2B muscle fiber are prone to obesity. So if they don't exercise, they become obese. There is a correlation between the fiber type the bodybuilders go after and obesity. Why? Because the type 2B is a carb addict. It cannot utilize fat fuel. So when you're predominantly high in this, as long as you train, you will look good. After training, you're going to wait. Why? Because your ability to utilize fat and burn fat is seriously compromised. They found, however, that people which are predominantly high in the type 2A, and the slow one, obviously, have much better metabolic capacity to utilize fat, burn fat, and live the way human primarily were living. So here's another step back, very short step backward. So how did we live? How did we nourish? Why our ancestor? What kind of food make our ancestors so strong? compared to us, and it's non-deniable. Well, primarily we evolved to use nuts and seeds. And I think we talked about it before, Carl, is the main staple food. All our evolutionary features point to this. We have a reduction of the anterior teeth and reduction of the jaw as the brain grew. And at the same time, we are the only predator with such a cheek, special cheek teeth morphology with a flat wear. So we evolved to chew hard object in a, scientists believe in a spheral shape, which actually are nuts and seeds. And nuts and seeds actually were the most, especially nuts.
Right.
But the most abundant, non-perishable, relative non-perishable food. In
you could travel with them forever, and they're always good. Right.
Yes. So basically, all the evidence show that primarily our main fuel was fat fuel. Our body actually is very capable of utilizing fat, storing it for fuel, and using it for fuel. But what happened, the human diet shifted gradually about 5,000 years ago, more and more into refined flours and grains. So as we shifted into this more high glycemic refined, we have been gradually losing the ability to use fat fuel, especially the mixed fuel part. But nutrition, let's leave nutrition alone, deserves a subject by itself.
Right.
Let's go back to the training. I created CFD for one mission. Create a training in today's world that mimic fight or flight activity or the human survival program to develop superior muscle fiber, not just to better perform, but to better survive, including nutritionally. That means have a muscular system that supports your survival by allowing you to spend more energy, utilize better fuel efficiency, food fuel efficiency, and help you actually live longer.
Okay. We have to take our next commercial break. When we come back, I want to discuss CFT and how to best. I realize that you are going to be releasing the CFT DVD, or do you have a book right now that you're releasing? I forget.
Yeah, a book is coming, Unlock Your Muscle Gene.
Okay.
It's already available in Amazon.com by North Atlantic Books. And
So in the book, Unlock Your Muscle Gene, it describes the successful methods of converting to a higher degree of type 2A muscle fibers?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The whole book show you way and beyond what are your muscle gene, what are your survival gene, how to activate them both physically and nutritionally, and also the concept that if there is a little bit time, we'll talk about the difference between muscle buildup and muscle rejuvenation.
Okay, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, let's pick up this subject with Ori Hofmeckler. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Who knew? The information is already out there. I'm looking at the book right now. Unlock Your Muscle Gene. Trigger the biological mechanisms that transform your body and extend your life. By our guest today, Ori Hofmeckler. You can get this book. It's very reasonably priced, by the way. Very reasonably priced. It's at Amazon.com. It's at Walmart.com. I mean, the book is all over the place. Need to get this book right away. I need to get this book right away. Okay, so Ori, how do you replicate the type of not only movements, but let's speak to something else real quick. There's an intensity that has to occur.
Yes.
That you have to believe that your body is being potentially life-threateningly challenged, don't you?
Absolutely. You know what, Carl? We can talk a long time about it, but I want to tell you just something very quickly.
Yes.
And then I'll continue with your question.
Okay.
I've been training here people in the weekend. It's important for me because it keeps me in touch directly with people, both athletes and just people who are ambitious to go through this body transformation. And I realize that some of the strongest guys are seriously and chronically missing speed. You can see a guy that can bench press like 600 pounds, and it cannot punch. And if he can punch one time, it cannot punch three times. Because he doesn't have force velocity. He never developed the neuromotors that allow him to explode. It is a very interesting phenomenon, and even if he can explode, he doesn't have the speed. I put many people on a punching drill, and most of them look in the beginning like they are washing windows. They just doesn't come out. And on the other hand, when you see kids that are trained fight and flight activity like mixed martial artists, for example, even boxers, you can see how their bodies synergetically develop in much ease to endure the special durability that I talked before. Basically, I created the CFD to introduce extreme concept that allow the development of this super muscle fiber and definitely this performance that allow us to better survive. The principle is to combine strength and speed together. The structure is short, intense interval with short rest in between. Why short, intense interval? Because only short interval allow you to reach this maximum intensity that you're talking about, Carl. If I would give you 10 minutes, your body would instinctively adjust itself to a lower intensity.
Right.
if I give you 30 seconds to 1 minute, your body will somehow manage to basically get you almost maximum performance for 1 minute. Now, if you combine 3 1-minutes, you get 3 minutes of super intensity. But if I give you combine 3 minutes interval up front and you're not ready for that, you will immediately compromise yourself.
Right, because the body governs. It governs and it regulates. It says, I have this much energy to output. Regardless of whether I output it in one minute or 10 minutes, I have to make it last.
Now you say one of the most important things that people are not aware of. Carl, did you ever hear about the concept of hysterical strength?
Yes, I talked about it on the show the other day. It happened to me.
Yeah. Well, what happened to you?
I was squatting. This is back in 2005 when I was training as a power lifter, and I had 500 pounds on the bar, and I had only ever done doubles with 500 pounds. And after doing my second rep, I felt like I could do a third rep. And so I went down into the hole with the weight on my back, and as I got down below parallel, I realized that I wasn't going to be able to come out. The embarrassment of falling in a full gym and dropping 500 pounds scared me so dramatically that I shot up with the weight. I shot up with strength that I never knew I had before. And
amazing,
it started, made me start thinking, gee, where did this strength come from? If I could activate it, then it exists. How do I tap into it? And we talked about this the other day with Brooks Kubik. We talked about how people, but through visualization can start to stimulate some of this stuff. You know, like when you watch a movie, you really think someone's being murdered. All the hormones in your body start to go in that direction. Everything goes in that direction.
They go up to a certain point. What you experience is the right experience. You experience a survival incident. That means in your mind is not just embarrassment. You can die if the weight is falling on you.
Right.
And what happened, survival, when you trigger a certain kind of survival element, you manage to shoot the weight up against all the odds.
But so fast, but, Ori. The previous two reps, I didn't have that strength, and I came up so fast that I thought to myself, I better hold on because I'll probably pass out after pushing that hard, and I was fine.
But you know what? That's a very interesting stuff because, for example, Alan Walker clearly talked about this muscle inhibition. What happened, unlike apes, we have a cerebral muscle inhibition, which is chronically inhibiting our fast muscle fiber from contracting full contraction. So we are constantly, there is a force, our muscle machinery is constantly humming, ready for action, but there is an inhibitory cerebral force that prohibits us from reaching even 10% of our physical strength. Scientists explain it because your muscle can actually break your own bone, and there are indeed incidents that if people are getting electric shock or shiver, for example, suffer from seizure, the inhibition gun, they get, the body is actually, the muscle can break their own bones. They've been thrown by their own muscle force.
Wow.
So we have this muscle inhibitory mechanism that's supposed to protect us. But as time goes by, humans have more and more inhibition.
And less disinhibition, exactly.
Yes. So the purpose of CFT is to wake up the muscular system properly by putting you on survival challenges. We have exercise, for example, of stair exercise. That's actually one of the hardest drills that I myself not just came with. I myself still struggle with this. It's going and lifting up and down the stair. When you go backward up and down the stair, believe me, you really feel the survival issue.
Okay, when you say up and backward, do you mean literally coming back down facing away from the stairs?
Yes. Basically, when you reach, let's say there are 70 or 20 stairs.
Right.
You go backward up and you go backward down and you lift.
Oh, so you're even going backward up the stairs.
Yes. And you go backward down, which is even harder. And what happened? All your survival mode is kicking in. I don't need to kick it. You're programmed for that.
See, and I've been thinking about how to do a show about creating a laser focus because I started to believe that my ability to generate that kind of force was because for a moment everything in my body was focused on survival. Everything in my body was focused on one task. I could see how this drill would cause you to
be very focused, because you could fall down the stairs and kill yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I dare everybody. I mean, I'm bringing people are coming in the weekend here to train, and you can see it doesn't matter how strong you think you are. This is not a leisure anymore. Every neuromotor, every muscle fiber in your body is now on alert. And then you're going to also lift, and you're going to walk on left, right, upper body, lower body synergy, which is part of CFT. We always walk total body. There is no isolation of body part. It could be done as a supplementary exercise, but the principle total body commitment, like we were 10,000 years ago. Do you think that really these strong cavemen ever did hands curls or legs extension? No way. It doesn't even transfer into nothing. These people and the human body is programmed to walk total body commitment. There is a huge cross-innovation between your hands and the leg. There is another concept that I want to talk about, which CFT really emphasizes a lot. It's called the aggressive hand concept.
Okay, I'm sorry to do this, because I would love to be able to just knock all the commercial breaks out of the show, really. I have to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, let's talk about, say it again, what we're going to talk about?
The aggressive hand concept.
Okay. The aggressive hand concept. We're going to come back and talk about this in just a minute. In meantime, search Google Unlock Your Muscle Gene. I'm going to buy the book during the break. You should too. We'll be right back. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahlerLER.com. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol, with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Branched chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents.
substance. But rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
50.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm telling you, go Google Unlock Your Muscle Gene and you'll find the book. I wish I had a Kindle now because I could order it for $9.99 and download it and be reading it after the show. This is amazing. And you know what? This makes sense because just the way the Paleolithic style of eating makes sense. This makes sense. If you want to develop true strength, it's clear that our cavemen ancestors were stronger than we are, and we get weaker and weaker with each generation. Look at some of these guys nowadays. They barely can lift a shopping bag. Okay, Ori, pick it up where you left off. I'm sorry.
Well, I want to talk briefly about the aggressive hand concept.
Yes.
This is a very exclusive human concept that Darwin came with, but recently biologists Raymond Dart and Clark Howell went into more details. The concept, the brief overview of the concept, is that human evolved to use their hands not just for toiling, but also as a way to intimidate a foe or an enemy. We basically, the strong hand, primarily for human, was both a necessity, a physical necessity, a practical necessity, but it was also a social necessity. And the aggressive hand concept is exclusively human because it reflects how we use our hands in time of adversity. That's unlike most animals besides cats. Unlike most animals, including the great apes, which tend to use more the teeth. Look at baboon or chimpanzee, they will bite you. A human will not bite. Unless you're Mike Tyson, you're not going to bite. You know, you basically will use your hands.
Right.
And let's go a little bit further with this. What I find is an amazing phenomena. I mean, our hands are much more innervated in our brain than any other organs. In fact, we do virtually everything with our hands. We play piano, we toil, we lift weights, we basically speak with our hands.
I was just going to say, if you ever look at Italians or Israelis, they communicate with their hands.
Yeah. And we even think with our hands. And if you tie their hands, you may actually suffer from cognitive dysfunction. Believe me or not, it needs a lot of adaptation to act without your hands. We sense very well all the fingers, all the grabbing. The point is, developing a viable hands is not just about lifting weight. It's the ability to manipulate, use strength, speed, and velocity, moves that are far beyond the vertical. Like if you go to typical training, people are moving vertical move, up, down, straight, sides. Very little torque. Very little swings, definitely very little velocity. Well, if you're a mixed martial artist boxer, you will do other moves. But generally, the torque hardly even exists. So on the CFT, on the top of everything else, I develop a special training. It's called push and pull. I simply didn't see it any other place. Recently, I trained Dr. Mercola and his trainer with this. I think it's a peer at YouTube. It's interesting to see how people are dealing with this. It's a very simple drill that is done with a towel where basically you push and pull to different kind of direction. You'll be surprised how hard this drill is, but it's very human, very ape-like, very primitive. Most people cannot survive more than 2 minutes on that drill. If you see a monkey in a cage, you can see that they typically exercise this activity by holding a pole and start to, you know, pulling and pushing back and forth in a cage.
Yeah. They get aggressive with that. They're almost like they're trying to shake the cage. You know?
Absolutely. They try to shake the cage and shake the pole. It's a very ape-human-like. That's part of the aggressive ads concept. Yet, you never see a machine like this or an exercise like this in the gym. You don't. It's not common to human training today. Yet, it is so important. Because what happened, the push and pull activity, when you maximize the intensity, you activate virtually every neuromotor that innervate your brain with your hands and the rest of the body. Well, think about it. Can you really run fast without your hands? In fact, your hands are the one, are those that dictate the speed of your legs.
I was just going to say that. Right, exactly.
Yeah, you can't be a sprinter without a hand speed. You can't be, obviously, a boxer without hand capacity.
Right.
Also, you can't jump high without your hands. You can't. It's impossible. They are the ones that dictate the force velocity output that will lift you airborne. Without your hands, you can't even jump. So, basically, the CFT have a lot of emphasis on hands and hands development on all possible angle, all possible aspects. So, overall, the concept is to put you in intense physical tasks of short, intense intervals that challenge your whole body and especially challenge your neuromuscular system. And if this is the last thing that I want to talk, let's talk a little bit about the neuromuscular system.
Okay.
The neuromuscular system is the first one to develop or to degrade. And actually, when you see people aging, Carl, as you say, they cannot even carry the grocery bag, it's because their fast neuromotor have been degraded. The junction between the neuromotor to the muscle is very sensitive in the fast neuromotor to oxidative stress. So if you don't challenge the neuromuscular system, this junction will degrade. And when it's degraded, it will degrade along with the muscle fiber that is connected. So that's the number one symptom of aging. If you want to keep your muscle viable, do not let your fast neuromotor degrade. You've got to challenge them properly. But if you challenge them only with strength, then 70% of these neuromotors are not fully activated. Your neuromuscular system is built to be challenged with strength, speed, and velocity. Force velocity is a very interesting concept. Because speed alone is not good. You can move your hand fast, but do you generate any kind of force? So what happened in velocity is probably the ultimate human exercise or the ultimate any species exercise. Because the definition of velocity is the maximum combination of speed and strength together. That's what gives a pure punch its impact. It's the combination of strength and speed. You maximize the acceleration and punch with all your might. You need to train your body to be able to do that. And you need to train your body to repeat it. It doesn't have to be punches. It could be other speed. We're doing many other exercises that challenge your body. But the principle is this. Any muscle group that you do need to be challenged with strength, speed, and velocity. And you cannot do either that or that. It's simply just not good enough.
You have to do both. Now, Ori, we're coming towards the end of the interview, and clearly we could have dedicated 2 hours to this particular topic. You're a wealth of information. You make perfect sense. I have to ask you the question that is probably on many of the listeners' minds. Okay, I'm convinced. Where do I get the DVD? How do I get the book on controlled fatigue training? I want to start tomorrow. How do I do that?
Well, I already got some friends of mine which are in a great shape, and we are planning to shoot it in a few weeks from now. So it's going to be ready, I believe, by the end of the summer, if not before.
Okay.
I'll definitely email blast everybody to know when it's ready. I'm sorry they didn't work before, but the good news, the new DVD will come with a lot of advanced training that were not planned before. So it's going to be more profound, and it will cover more and more to the point. Beside it, maybe some other time, I think it's very important also to conclude that even CFT needs to be done with the right nutrition. You need to know how to recover your muscle after such intense exercise.
Right.
such intensity also, you should not normally exceed the 30 minutes exercise. Otherwise, actually, it will become, you will be overtrained. There is no point of doing it unless maybe once a week or once every other week you can go all the way out for 1 hour. It's very taxing. Ideally, 30 minutes of intense CFD, get out of there. Or you can bind CFD with your own current. If you're a strength trainer, keep doing your bodybuilding, keep doing your powerlifting, but maybe once up to three times a week, charge your body with CFD to better survive and keep a very good fiber quality. So that's more or less the principle. As for recovery meal, again, I recommend fast assimilating protein. The most fast assimilated protein is the quality whey protein. It actually allows your muscle to recuperate. Your muscle after CFD in a very intense catabolic state, you're basically breaking protein and create a lot of micro injuries. You really want to stop this catabolic process by having a good quality whey protein one after a few meals right after the exercise, in order not just to stop it, but shift basically the muscle into an anabolic state of repair, recovery, and even growth. Overall, I believe that in about 6 months of good training, you're going to start seeing the difference, not in just how your body starts to look like. You're going to see the difference in your ability to consume calories and food. I realize that people that go through the CFD and do things right, again and again say that the amount of food that they eat is much higher than before. It's a very interesting phenomenon.
Right.
You know, Carl, most people today who train, they eat much more in day of training and much less in day of not training because, and if they're off season, they gain a lot of weight. I mean, that's a typical
right, because phenomenon. Because like you said before, the types of muscle fibers are not utilizing the fuel efficiently,
correct,
properly.
If you transfer your body properly, it's not just gaining muscle, losing fat. That's a very old concept. If you really improve your muscle fiber quality, what happens is that you'll be surprised that you stay lean all year round, even off season, even if day that you don't train. This muscle machinery is your best energy utilizing organ. You really want to put it in the best shape. Why having a small agent, an engine that is basically built on only one limited fuel when you can have an engine that can burn possibly any kind of fuel?
Right.
And that's the premise of this body transformation. You have a better muscle fiber quality, you better survive. We don't have time now, but some other time I'd like to talk about another huge aspect of that. If people are willing, people need to ask the same. What's your main fitness goal? Building muscle or keeping your muscle young? That's a huge question.
Okay, why don't we do this? That's the follow-up show. I will email you. We will schedule it, and we'll do this as a series, okay?
That it could be very interesting.
Okay.
And thank you, Carl.
All right, listen. And in the meantime, people can go out and get Unlock Your Muscle Gene. It's out on the internet. It looks like it's being pre-ordered right now. The official release date says October of 2011. Is the book out there right now, Ori?
Well, I believe that Notatanga Renohaus put it there. No, it's not ready yet. I just finished the manuscript.
Okay. You could pre-order it. They have some sales going on both Amazon and Walmart.com to pre-order the book at a special price. It's almost half price if you pre-order it. Order it now. Don't wait, okay? Hey, Ori, thanks so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thank you, Carl. It was always a pleasure. I mean, a lot of time you get ideas so well that I can never say it better than you do.
Thank you very much, Ori.
It's
that's a wonderful coming from you. That's a supreme compliment. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, and we'll have Ori back on very shortly to discuss the second portion of this concept. Right now, we're going to go into a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Magda Havas on. We're going to talk about the radio frequency that surrounds your body. What is it doing to your body? It's much worse than you think. We'll be right back. At the door, we don't wait because we know the. At the bar, six shots just beginning. That's
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I've been wanting to do this particular show for quite some time now. First of all, it's hard to find people who are even willing to be outspoken about this subject. I don't know why. We could look at a lot of different reasons, but regardless, it's very, very hard to discuss this subject without polarizing people. People either feel that this is some sort of the sky is falling attitude, and others like myself realize that you cannot live in the RF soup that I've talked about on this show for 6 years without recognizing that it has an effect on your body biologically. My next guest is Dr. Magda Havas, and I had the great opportunity of a good friend of mine, Dr. Peter Rouse, who attended a seminar on electromagnetic radiation that she spoke at, and she is the associate professor of environmental studies at Trent University in Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the show, Dr. Havas.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, before we get started, I've wanted to do a show about RF and its effects on the body. Now, I've done individual shows where I've had scientists who've published studies that have shown things like as little as 8 hours of cellular telephone exposure in the standby mode just totally stops sperm motility, or damages kidneys if you wear it on the back of your... I mean, there's so many studies out there that show the effects of RF, yet We don't hear about this spoken about in the mainstream media, number one. And when it is spoken about, you're almost looked at like you have a third eye on your forehead. Have you noticed that?
Oh, very much so.
Why do you think that is?
Well, the mainstream media is owned by the telecom industry in many cases, so they don't want to send out information that might cause their products not to be sold.
And it really comes down to that, doesn't it? Follow the money.
I think so.
I purposely don't carry a cell phone any longer. I keep it in my briefcase. I keep it in my car. I leave it at my desk. It annoys a lot of people because they can't get in touch with me as quickly as they would like to. But I understand that carrying your own personal radiation device is not a good thing. But this situation goes way further than just cell phones. We are really surrounded by RF, aren't we?
That's right.
So in your opinion, before we start to single out where the RF is coming from, what have you seen that is provable in science that are negative effects of living in this type of radio frequency saturated environment?
Well, there are quite a few studies that show a number of different biological effects. There are studies showing that there's damage to DNA, and that would mean it would be a precursor to different types of cancers, and that's from laboratory studies with rats. We have evidence from epidemiological studies of people who have used a cell phone for 10 years or longer for approximately half an hour a week, which is not a high exposure, and they have an increased risk of developing various types of tumors, including tumors of the brain, of the eye, and of the ear going to the auditory nerve, and also of parotid gland tumors or salivary gland tumors, all on the same side of the head. And that's predominantly documented after 10 years of exposure. If you're under the age of 20, your risk goes up dramatically if you started using a cell phone before the age of 20. We have evidence of sperm damage, of immotility, changes in morphology of the sperm, reduced viability, so the sperm don't live longer, they don't swim as fast. And we're having problems with reproduction. A lot of women are having difficulty getting pregnant, and I know there are a lot of reasons for that, but I think this wireless technology is part of it. We also have evidence that there are stress proteins in the body that become more active when people are exposed to radio frequency radiation, which basically means their body's under stress. We've just completed a study that was published last year showing that if you're exposed to a cordless phone, which also emits microwave radiation, it can affect your heart quite dramatically and very quickly if you're electrically sensitive. So we have a lot of evidence from all over the world documenting the harmful effects of this radiation.
Okay. Now, the country, the world perhaps, but absolutely the North America seems to be plagued with disrupted sleep. There are whole industries that are based on disrupted sleep in this day and age. I remember one of the earliest studies that I read about cellular telephone technology is that if you used a cellular telephone for 15 minutes prior to going to bed, you did not shift into the deepest stages of sleep for up to 4 hours. It showed that the excitatory effect on the brain neurons actually kept you from sleeping well. Do you think there's any linkage between the number of people in this country, in North America today, that complain about sleeplessness and the RF soup that we live in?
Well, I agree. I think there's a very strong connection. As a matter of fact, people who live near cell phone antennas, you know, the cell phone has to communicate with an antenna. So it's not just a cell phone user who's at risk, but as soon as you pick up your cell phone, it communicates with an antenna that communicates with another antenna until you reach the person you're contacting. If you live within 400 meters or about 400 yards from a cell phone antenna, your sleep is interrupted. That's been documented in numerous studies. So not only is poor sleep attributed to this radiation, but chronic fatigue during the day. Obviously, if you're not getting a restful night's sleep, then you're going to be tired during the day. Chronic pain, fibromyalgia, which is something that more and more people are complaining about. So there are a lot of illnesses and issues that we associate with being unwell that have been linked to exposure to this radiation.
Okay. Now, Another subject that I want to talk about right before we go into our first commercial break, and we may have to talk about it as we come back because it may require more than just a rushed answer. I remember reading a study several years ago that linked exposure to cellular telephone radiation of, I remember if they were mice or rats that they did the study on, but pregnant rodents, the offspring were born without the presence of mirror neurons, and these mirror neurons are implicated in the development of autism. We have a proliferation of RF, and we have a proliferation of the cases of autism. Now it's estimated 1 in 38 children, according to a recent Korean study. What do you think about the link between mothers who carry babies, their use of cell phones, and babies who have autism?
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing. I think there are a number of things that are contributing to autism. One of them is mercury in vaccines. There's just too many examples of young children who have been vaccinated who then, within a day or two, develop symptoms of autism. But mercury and radio frequency radiation interact synergistically, which means that if you've got, mercury in your body, either from your diet or from metal amalgam in your teeth, it will dissolve more rapidly in the presence of this microwave radiation. And so that's a neurotoxin. And autism is a neurological disorder. So the link there, I think, is fairly strong, although we still need a lot of scientific data to establish the exact mechanism.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take our first commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Dr. Havas about this very, very important subject. You know what? There are lots of little canaries in the mine going off all around us, and we're ignoring it. And we ignore it because many of us don't want to give up our cell phones because of the convenience, because of our love or almost our lust for technology. This is an important show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines 3 of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these 3 agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today, this hour, is Dr. Magda Havas. We're talking about the effects of radio frequencies on the body. This is something that people need to get with the program. You know, phones are getting stronger and stronger. They're emitting a greater degree of RF. If you go to websites like Environmental Working Group, and you can put your phone manufacturer and information in, and you'll find out that the worst offenders are iPhones and Blackberries and Droids, these phones that are designed to be pocket computers. They emit the greatest degree of radiation. You place it up against your head. It's not a wise thing to do. Okay, some of the questions that I have to ask is, you know, first of all, it's been shown that our radio frequencies cause oxidative stress. Is that true?
I don't know about that. There is some people who are making that claim, but I haven't read any really good studies that show that.
Okay. All right. Well, we talk about cell phones because they get the closest to us, but are they the worst culprits? What are the worst offenders, in your opinion?
I think the worst offender is the cordless phone that you have in your home. And the reason for that is that in North America, many of those cordless phones, the base station, constantly emits radiation, whether or not you're using it.
Really?
And many of the people who have these phones have them in their bedroom. So they're being, it's like living with a cell phone antenna right next to your bedroom, basically. And few people are aware of that. So that is, in my mind, the worst offender, simply because you're constantly exposed.
Are frequencies different? I mean, I remember being in the business, and I remember when we went from UHF to VHF and VHF, and we started to learn that these higher frequencies above 900 megahertz had greater ability to penetrate. Are we more at risk with the proliferation of these higher frequency 2.4 gigahertz routers and these sort of things?
Well, it's not totally clear whether there's a difference between 900 megahertz and 2.4 gigahertz, but 2.4 gigahertz was used because that's the frequency at which you have optimal water, vibration of water molecules. So 2.4 gigahertz is used for the microwave oven for that reason. So the same frequency we use to heat our food is the same frequency we use for some of our wireless routers, for cordless phones, and the frequencies for cell phones are very close to that.
And you know, I started doing something. I was living in Phoenix for 18 months, and I was spending some time with my mom. My dad had passed away. I went to Phoenix to help my mom, and I was living in a spare room. And naturally, I had lots of work to do, so I had internet installed, and my router was in my bedroom. And I started to notice that when my router was on, I could not get into... I always felt like I was on the edge of sleep, and I did an experiment where I started unplugging my router when I went to bed, and I noticed I was sleeping better. And once in a blue moon, I would forget to unplug it, and those were the nights that I would wake up numerous times in the middle of the night, and then I'd finally realize, let me go check the router, and I would unplug it.
Mm-hmm.
Am I hypersensitive, or is this a common occurrence in your opinion?
Well, there are people who are classified as electro-hypersensitive, and these individuals react in different ways, and one of the ways is poor sleep. So the fact that you're reacting to your router means that there is a certain amount of sensitivity there. The more symptoms you have, obviously, the worse it is. And there are people who are electrically hypersensitive who simply can't go shopping anymore because they're bombarded by this radiation. And with them, you know, in addition to poor sleep, it causes nausea, it causes headaches, it causes body aches and pains. Some people are so sensitive that they will actually pass out. They'll faint when they're exposed to this. It affects their autonomic nervous system so severely. So the symptoms can be quite severe for these individuals. But, you know, we're focusing on cell phones and radio frequency, microwave radiation, but there's a lot of devices that people probably aren't familiar with that also emit radio frequency radiation, and that's these compact fluorescent light bulbs. They're making people sick as well.
Oh, my goodness. I just got a piece of mail from my local power company offering to give me two of them. And I don't like the color of fluorescent light as a light in a house. It gives that institutional white light, and I just threw it away. But, yeah, they're pushing them everywhere, aren't they?
That's right. As a matter of fact, by 2012, you're going to be forced the incandescent light bulbs, energy inefficient incandescent light bulbs, will simply not be available in the United States. And there are a number of groups fighting this. It affects epileptics. It affects people who have skin problems. It affects migraine sufferers and people who are electrically hypersensitive. That's one of the first things that they say really bothers them. And there are moves in other countries to actually reverse the ban. And in Canada, we had the same ban that you had, but in Canada, they've now extended it for two more years, hoping that the LED lights, the energy-efficient LED lights, will come down in price and improve in quality, and then we won't have to purchase the compact fluorescent light bulbs.
Now, I read one of the plate informations from your discussion on electromagnetic fields and their effect, and you indicated that there was one case study with a woman who found some good results from eliminating some of the RF emitting devices in her home. She was able to sleep well, and then her husband went out and got a satellite TV receiver, which then she started not sleeping well again. And the first thing I thought of was not the RF that was being emitted from the electronic device itself, but surely right now I'm sitting in my studio and there is RF from satellites above out of space that are permeating this building and me as well. But I guess what we really don't think about is the RF from dirty electronic devices, everything. I mean, even your computer, your tower computer produces some form of RF, doesn't it?
That's right. And actually, some of that RF, even from cell towers, can get onto wires, and we call it dirty electricity. It's a form of poor power quality. And we're noticing that people become quite ill when they're exposed to that. Your computer generates it. Your plasma TV generates it. The compact fluorescent light bulbs that I just mentioned generate it. The smart meters on the outside of your home, this is something that's coming to homes in North America. They all emit this dirty electricity, dirty power, and they're making people sick. But the good news about this particular type of disturbance is that people are now beginning to design filters to clean up the power quality. So you can actually improve power quality in your home by just buying some fairly inexpensive filters.
I was just going to say, from my days in the electronics industry, I remember when RF would get on a wire and follow it into a microprocessor, we would just use something called a ferrite choke or a ferrite bead, and that would actually absorb the RF. So it sounds like what we're going to have to do in our homes in order to stop the RF from riding along on wire, which is nothing more than an antenna, if you will.
That's right.
Is to start to employ filtering devices outside the home.
That's right. Well, it's interesting you mentioned those ferrite chokes because they're being used currently to protect the microprocessors. And so basically you can plug the same type of thing into your electrical outlet and clean up the electricity.
Now, I'm in the process of getting ready to have the bedroom painted in the home that I'm residing in. And something that I've been thinking about doing for several years now, because of my concern with this radio frequency soup that I live in now, okay, is I was actually thinking of buying a base paint, the primer, using a metallic-based primer, something with maybe aluminum or some sort of metallic properties, to put down two coats of primer on the ceiling and walls,
mm-hmm,
and then paint the decorative color over that. Because, mm-hmm, because again, coming from the radio business, and I spent years in
IMTS and Land Mobile Radio in, early in my career as a young 20-year-old.
Right.
I remember when we used to have to tune pagers, we had a screen room that was basically copper mesh screen that you would go in and it would filter out any RF. Nothing could get in there. And so
right.
I thought, well, you know what? What if I did this with the room that I spend 8 hours a day in? First of all, is it possible? And second of all, would it be beneficial to have a room completely devoid of RF for 8 hours a day?
Well, actually, there are paints that have been developed for this. Instead of metal, they have carbon in them.
Ah, good.
And
yes.
They're quite effective at shielding the radiation coming from outside. It's important, however, not to have any products in the room that might be producing that as well.
Yes, because you're basically then creating a small oven for yourself to live in. Right, exactly.
Correct, but you can buy those paints. They are being produced, and you simply paint your favorite color over them.
That would be great. And then to lift the carpeting and put down sheets of the aluminum foil that they use on the outside of homes when they put the insulation. And then lastly, metal covers over the AC wiring, which I want to talk about AC wiring now, okay?
Yeah, okay. Just before you sort of put metal on your floor, there could be some problems with that.
Okay.
Because it will attract radiation as well, so you have to be very, very careful. I was in a home once where they had an aluminum-based varnish on their floor, and it was highly conductive, and people were getting quite ill when they were in that room.
So you'd have to go to carbon again, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Interesting. And interestingly enough, ferrite beads are made with a combination of carbon and some special metals, from what I recall, if I'm correct about that.
Ferrite is an iron product, yeah.
Okay, well, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about AC in general, since this was the earliest RF predator, if you will. We're talking today with Dr. Magda Havas about the radio frequencies in our environment and what they are doing to us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahlerCom.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Branch chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The 3 amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at trueprotein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to trueprotein.com and get your BCAAs.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until need to build muscles N2Guard. N2Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from trueprotein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut.
And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. Magda Havas. We're talking about radio frequencies, RF, electromagnetic fields. What about 60 cycle or 60 hertz power sources? I remember one of the first studies I read about low level, or what do they call it, ELF, low...
Extremely low frequency.
Yes, that these 60 cycle sources can actually impede the production of melatonin. They did a study on women and showed that women who had AC devices very close to their bedside had impaired sleep, and when they looked at it, they saw that the pineal gland was not producing as much melatonin in these individuals. Is this not something else we should be concerned about?
Oh, very much so. As a matter of fact, this is where a lot of the public concern began. It began with low-frequency electromagnetic fields, and it began with a study by Dr. Nancy Wertheimer and her friend Ed Leeper. And she was interested in looking at cancers in children, thought there was a viral connection, and interviewed parents who had lost children to different types of cancers, and found that the children who lived near high-voltage transmission lines,
right,
or near transformers where the magnetic field is elevated, they were the ones who seemed to have the greatest risk of developing leukemia. And that's now been accepted, and so these low-frequency magnetic fields have been classified as a class 2B carcinogen, which is possibly carcinogenic.
And
we
so
have
how does that affect people who've purchased homes in those areas before that designation was created? Now they're living in this area with a child.
Well, I think that's really bad news. There are things you can do to shield your home from this, but it's quite difficult. There's something called mu metal. It's an aluminum alloy that will shield magnetic fields, but they're difficult to work with. But the magnetic fields can come from other things as well. It can come from things within your bedroom, for example. If you sleep with an electric blanket on your bed, you're going to be exposed to a low magnetic field, but you'll be exposed all night long. And whether it's high exposure for short periods or low exposure for long periods, it seems to have a very similar effect. In addition to the childhood leukemia, there's evidence for people who work occupationally are exposed to these magnetic fields. There are several types of cancers that are documented, including leukemia, brain tumors, and breast cancer among both men and women. And the third thing seems to be miscarriages. And when you're exposed to a magnetic field above something like 16 milligauss, which is the strength of the field, during your first trimester, you've got a greater risk of miscarrying.
And what types of devices produce 60 milligauss?
16 milligauss, 1-6.
Oh, okay.
Your hairdryer, your electric stove will all produce very high electromagnetic fields. So anything that produces heat will generate a high magnetic field.
Okay. The Earth pulses a electromagnetic field of supposedly 9.6 hertz. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Yes, I am.
So is that something that our genome evolved under, so our body is not at risk of that, or is that even causing problems for us?
No. These are natural fields, and if anything, it's important for us to be exposed to the Earth's natural fields and frequencies. The low frequency you're talking about has been referred to as the Schumann resonance.
I was going to say the Schumann wave, right, okay.
Yeah, and it varies from about 7.8 hertz to about 9 hertz, and there's harmonics of it as well.
Right.
And there's evidence that we really need this exposure, and if we're deprived of it, people can become quite ill. And the reason we know this is that when the men and women were going up in the spacecrafts, they weren't exposed to the Schumann resonance anymore, and they became quite ill. And when they then exposed them, you know, generated the same 8-frequency hertz in the spacecrafts, it seemed to cause some form of equilibration for them. So being exposed to the Earth's natural magnetic field is very, very important. There are multiple frequencies. That's just one of them. It seems that, you know, if anything, we're not exposed to that anymore because we don't walk barefoot anymore. We're not in touch with the earth. We're driving cars. We have leather-soled or rubber-soled shoes. We live in high-rise buildings. And this is another thing that we need to be concerned about.
Well, also, for lack of a better term, the noise level of the man-made RF is probably overpowering anything that's emanating from the Earth at this point in time on top of it.
Well, the Earth's magnetic field is quite strong, but when we're talking, you know, about the North and South Pole kind of magnetic field, that's not oscillating. That's fairly stable.
Right.
And what we're talking about an oscillating magnetic field, electromagnetic field, and it's oscillating at 60 cycles. That's our electricity in North America.
Right.
And then if you put on top of that these high-frequency transients and harmonics from the dirty electricity, they have a lot more energy. They're much more penetrating into our bodies.
Right.
And they're the ones that are causing some of the problems with blood sugar and diabetics, for example, affecting people who have multiple sclerosis, making their symptoms worse, causing headaches, dizziness, nausea, and all of the symptoms of electrical hypersensitivity.
I remember from my days in the RF business, when we talk about harmonics, that there were two phenomenons, constructive and destructive interference. Quite often,
right,
two wavelengths could come together and produce a residual wavelength. They can combine. We have ionizing wavelengths that are dangerous, the types that they use to destroy cancers and so on, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Is there any chance that this potpourri of radio frequencies we live in are actually producing unwanted radio frequencies that are not the target frequencies that are being transmitted and controlled by agencies that have control on them, but yet are still incident upon our bodies?
Most definitely. And as a matter of fact, if you live near a cell phone antenna or a tower, there's going to be multiple antennas there that are all emitting constantly, and as you mentioned, this constructive and destructive interference, you're going to have that. It's totally uncontrolled, and your body is just exposed to this cacophony of sounds, if we could actually hear it. It would drive you crazy. As a matter of fact, there are some meters that when you measure the microwave radiation, it converts it into a sound, and people can hear the type of pulsing that goes along with it. And, you know, if you keep it on all the time, it just drives them crazy. And all of the different things, whether you're talking about the baby monitor that's, you know, next to the crib,
uh-huh,
your cordless phone, your smart meter, all of these give very different sounds because of the different frequencies.
Right, right. You have third harmonics. It seems that the odd number harmonics are the ones that seem to always produce the unwanted frequencies. Recently, this is an aside, but recently I did a show about a study that was produced extolling the benefits of soy, because when the three main isoflavones, which are really phytoestrogens, are isolated from soy and injected directly into tumors, then the tumors are irradiated with ionizing frequencies that they use for cancers.
Mm-hmm.
The Dadesin and one of the other isoflavones actually shuts off the repair mechanism for DNA, allowing them to thoroughly ameliorate the cancer. And so naturally the oncology world is going, wow, this is wonderful. And I'm thinking to myself, people who eat soy are living in a proverbial RF soup, and And that's why I asked the question. And I supposed this on a show once, and my guest said, no, you know, you're really stretching it. I said, no. I said, constructive interference, if you have enough of these frequencies coming together, there could be a residual frequency that could be up in that that wavelength, and if you happen to live near that and you're eating soy, you're setting yourself up for damage to your DNA. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why I was asking you if I was taking constructive interference in the wrong way. Clearly, mm-hmm. there are other frequencies that are not supposed to be in the environment that are in the environment just because all these other frequencies are combining.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, you know, frequencies, electromagnetic frequencies can also be used to heal. There are a number of devices that you can buy that use pulsed electromagnetic frequencies, and they're set to different levels for healing, whether it's bone fractures or nerve cells or whatever. So our bodies are electromagnetic. We communicate using electromagnetic signals at different frequencies, and some of this external radiation can actually interfere with cells communicating with each other. And you know how difficult that would be for an organism to do well if your cells are giving either false messages or simply failing to communicate information to one another.
Well, you raise a good point. I have a very good friend who comes on the show periodically, and he's been a friend of the show for the past 6.5 years. His name is Paul Becker, and he owns a company called Earth Pulse Technologies, and they produce a pulse electromagnetic field device that pulses between the 6.8 and 9.6 hertz range. You put it under your bed, and while it is supposed to, and it does, I sleep with one, and it does, I sleep deeper when I use it. There's no doubt in my mind about it. But one of the other reasons that I use it is because I'm hoping that that low frequency is kind of like a musket, if you will, or a blunderbuss to the frequencies that would be incident upon my body and causing destructive interference and kind of keeping me in a cocoon, or at least slowing down the frequencies that would reach my body had I not had that underneath my mattress. Do you think that I'm really far-fetched with this?
No, not at all, but I would really advise you to have your home measured, find out what you're exposed to, and then try to eliminate those exposures, whether you're doing it with paint or there's something called triple E glass that you can put on your windows that reduces the ultraviolet getting in, but it also reduces the radio frequency. You can put on roofs in your home that have carbon sheeting underneath that will reflect the radiation or stop it from getting into the home as well. So, you know, it's very important initially to reduce your exposure to all of the dirty stuff, the things that can potentially make you ill, and then build up your immune system, detoxify your body for optimal health. If you then also impose or introduce beneficial frequencies, then I think you're doing all you can possibly do to maintain good health.
Is it adequate to just go to a local radio shop and say, I'll pay you $50 for the hour, come in with a spectrum analyzer, I want to see what incident RF looks like inside my home?
No. However, I mean, this is something that you can do yourself if you're technically you know, well-knowledged.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You've got technical skills. So you can actually purchase meters that cost, you know, several hundred dollars at the most, and do your own measurements. And that's what I would recommend for people who really understand this stuff. For people who don't, there are a growing number of organizations. There's something called Building Biology or Biobiology, and they will come out and do measurements for you, and it'll cost you several hundred dollars. But it's definitely worth it, and they'll give you recommendations as to how you can then minimize your exposure. And some of it you might be generating yourself with the appliances in your home. Some might be coming from your neighbors, and some might be coming from antennas further away. But they will tell you what you can do to reduce your exposure.
Okay, we're going to take our last commercial break, Dr. Havas, okay? And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about I want to dig just a little bit deeper into the things that people can do, because right now I can sense that there's probably a lot of angst in my listeners, and they're thinking to themselves, you know, where am I safe? What can I do? You know, I can't eat this, I can't drink that, and now even if I do the right things, this RF is raining down on me. So we're going to talk a little bit more about solutions, okay?
Okay.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take me on a trip I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see her.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world, dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
She take my money.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Dr. Magda Havas. We're talking about radio frequencies, dirty electricity, the whole gamut that you are literally living in. And it's getting worse and worse. I mean, more and more devices, electronics, and everything else that we can imagine being deployed. And it's not good for you. Before we talk about the possible solutions in a little greater detail, I want to ask you about a paper that you wrote with Angela Olstad about the power quality in a Minnesota school affecting students' behavior.
Right.
Just talk about that a little bit. What was done? What did you find?
Okay, well, this is we went into three different schools in Minnesota, and we did a blind study, which means that the teachers didn't know when we were when we had these special filters, and we wanted to find out whether or not reducing the dirty electricity in the school, if we cleaned up the dirty electricity, whether it would affect teacher health and student behavior. And so we had these little filters that you simply plug into an electrical outlet, and we had dummy filters that didn't work, basically. And we would either have the dummy filters in or the real filters in, and teachers every day at the end of the school day recorded their symptoms and recorded the classroom behavior in the last class of the day. And we found that when we had the filters in, about 35% of the teachers had significantly improved health and mood and energy levels, really quite dramatic. And with the students, we found that those who were in elementary school, they stopped having the symptoms that we now associate with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So, you know, to me, it really tells me that if we have schools that are electromagnetically clean, and all we did was reduce the dirty electricity, we didn't do anything about radio frequency, but fortunately they didn't have Wi-Fi at the school at the time. But it's really important not to put this kind of radiation in schools, to make sure schools are as clean as possible for optimal teacher and student health and an optimal learning environment as well.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense because several studies have shown the neuronal excitatory effects of RF.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to be a pretty understandable that if children who are probably more sensitive, as little antenna, children who are in that environment would not understand why they're easily distracted or have a hard time focusing. But once you clean up the electrical environment, everything gets calm again.
That's right. As a matter of fact, the reason we did that particular study was there was an earlier report from Wisconsin where they had a school that was really a sick building school, and people who attended the school, the students, the teachers were getting sick with various types of symptoms. And it got to the point where the teachers union basically forced the school to do something about it. And so they, you know, reduced the mold and cleaned up everything in the school, thinking it was either mold-related or chemicals.
Right.
And the teachers came back and the students came back in September, and they were sick again. And then they measured power quality and found that when they reduced the power, improved the power quality, 37 of the students who had asthma and required inhalers on a daily basis stopped using them. Only 3 required them for exercise-induced asthma. And one of the principals there had multiple sclerosis, and her symptoms basically disappeared. And really it was that the result from that school that caused us to look at MS and to have us do the study that we did in Minnesota.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. I mean, that's really amazing, MS. I mean,
that's right.
That's not something to just scoff at. You would think that more people would be looking into this. If someone could only employ one single solution, and I know that this is pretty hard to do, but what's the one thing that somebody could do to try to eliminate the effects or minimize the effects of all this RF on their body?
The one thing that they can do to minimize the effects of RF, to eliminate the RF, you mean? Or?
Well, minimize the effects of RF on their body. It may not be practical for people to go out and spend lots of money testing and sheeting and changing windows and putting roofs on. To create a cocoon. Is there anything we can do to ourselves? Is there something we can carry with us? I remember a dear friend of mine who's passed. I'm talking about 15 years ago, was involved with a company in Illinois that was making wristwatches and things that looked like pagers that were designed to create destructive interference to create a cocoon effect from RF. And it wasn't even as bad as it is today back then.
Right. There are a lot of products like that, and I can't vouch for them, so I'm not going to recommend them.
Okay.
However, there is material you can buy that it's clothing, basically. It comes from China, and there's a company now in North America called MicroWearMe, and they're going to be bringing in this material. So you can put on underwear, for example, or pants, or, you know, jacket, whatever, that has silver fiber in it that will reflect the radiation. So you can protect your body if you have to go into an environment where you're exposed. However, in the home, there's a number of things you can do with really low expense. For example, if you have a wireless router in your home and you have to use a wireless router for whatever reason, then at the very least, make sure it's disconnected at night. And with some wireless routers, you actually have to contact the provider to make sure that it's disconnected at their end rather than just in your end. There's ways of replacing your cordless phone with a corded phone is one of the things you can do to minimize your exposure. If you need a cordless phone, then you can replace the one you have currently with something called an EcoDect Plus, ECODECT Plus phone. And this will radiate only when you're using it, so you're not exposed all the time.
Excellent.
If you happen to have a baby monitor, my recommendation would be not to use it because you're exposing your infant to this radiation and you're exposing the mother or the father who takes the other, you know, part of the transmitter with them.
Right, right. You know, you mentioned some really good things. This is something that I think about all the time, quite frankly, shielding myself from RF. Like I said earlier, I don't carry a phone. My girlfriend, I've told her that if she wants to get an iPhone. And I said, you know, the iPhone is one of the worst offenders of RF transmission, highest rate of any of the phones out there. If you get an iPhone, you must put some aluminum foil or some. Now I'm rethinking that because you said aluminum foil attracts RF. But I said aluminum foil on the side of your purse that faces your body.
I wouldn't recommend you putting aluminum foil there, but there is material you can buy that you can put on. You can put your phone into a pouch, basically, and on the side of your body that that particular material.
Right. You can still get phone calls because enough of the phone is exposed that the incident RF that needs to reach it to make it ring will reach it, but it's just not transmitting into your body.
Exactly. The other thing is to put it on airplane mode. And just check your phone periodically to see if you have messages and return them.
Yeah, right? Because none of us are really brain surgeons where we have to be on call for an organ that just happened to be available. I mean, you know what? I don't take my phone with me anywhere, and it frustrates so many of people that know me. Now, they're getting used to it now. And it's like, you know, I'm not a brain surgeon. The world will go on without me. I lived without a phone attached to my hip for most of my life. It's, you know... Not that big of a deal, in my opinion. Okay, last thing I want to ask you, is this too extreme? Go to your breaker box and turn the power off in your house at night.
Well, actually, that's one of the ways you can determine if you're electrically sensitive or not. If you do that and you get a really good night's sleep, chances are you're sensitive. So that's actually a really good thing to do. There's something called demand switches that you can buy, and you can just attach them to the electrical outlets in your bedroom and basically disengage them at night so that you're not exposed.
Interesting. That's a great idea. Listen, Dr. Havas, I want to thank you very much for coming on and talking about this. Do you have any upcoming seminars that you want to plug or a book or anything like that?
Well, I have some, but they're going to be in Europe, so I don't think that's going to be very useful to the listeners.
Okay. Well, please promise to come back on the show, okay?
I'd love to.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on the air with us.
Thanks a lot, Carl.
All right, so there you have it. I want to thank, of course, Dr. Magda Havas for coming on and talking about this important subject. Most of you out there may be questioning this. You don't want to believe it. Whatever the case may be, you know what? You have to think about this because it's serious stuff. We cannot avoid the effects of all this RF on our biology. We have to take this serious. Also, I want to thank Ori Hofmeckler for coming on and talking about controlled fatigue training. Great guy. Check out his new book, Unlock Your Muscle Gene. I think it was what it was called. Did I miss it? Unlock Our Muscle Gene. What did I say? Isn't this terrible? I forgot what it was now. You know what I'm talking about. Listen to the beginning of the show. All right, listen, and we'll have another great show for you tomorrow. I believe Brooks Kubik is on tomorrow talking about some interesting stuff suggested by you, the listener. We'll see you then.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.